Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're on to page 138 of Heroes Unlimited, and we are still in the vehicle construction section that is repeated from Ninjas and Super Spies. This page tells us how much it costs to buy the basic body for various kinds of subsonic air vehicles, gives us some notes about how fast jet fuel burns, and we don't need to talk about any of that shit, because we already did in Season 1, and you know what that means. Today, as we do every day when we've got repeated material filling a page in Heroes Unlimited, we're going to ignore it, and instead of finding a dumb thing on this recycled page, we are going to find a wonderful thing on a random page of transdimensional TMNT. I'm rolling the dice now. I've rolled page 83. This is a description of a period in time. This one is the end of Twist 3 and Twist 4, which is 2488 AD. This page puts me in a peculiar position because as our discussion of all the different time periods in this supplement fills in, I kind of don't want to spoil it for anyone who might want to actually play this supplement in some way. Suffice it to say, there's a lot of great stuff here. Our friend Gary Moorbrier returns on this page. There's some time travel shenanigans. But the most wonderful thing on this page is what amounts to a random encounter table for a particular time period you might visit. And these are not encounters like combats. These are encounters like weird shit that happens to you as the pieces slowly sort of fit together of like, what is going on here? Just little random events that might happen to introduce you to this strange time period you're visiting. I'm going to read you my favorite one. And as we've done in the past in this book, you imagine that you're the player and I'm the GM, and you've just landed your time machine. You don't know when you are. You stumble out onto a rocky landscape, and then this happens. Quote, "No longer needing a shuttle, a mutant animal covered with bionic implants will impact on the ground nearby, hitting it with tremendous velocity. Unaffected, she'll jump over to the player characters, gather them up in a pinkish force field, and simply jump up." We got to paint a picture here, so let's decide on a type of animal. Let's say she's a sloth. So a bionic sloth falls out of the goddamn sky, impacts on the ground, forming a crater, is totally unaffected. She climbs out, and she hits you with a pink force field. Then she sloth jumps into the air. Quote, "A few moments later, the characters will seem to be floating high above the earth. From that point, the characters will be able to see a string of hydrogen bombs ripping across the surface of the earth. Suddenly, they'll zip away and out of the atmosphere and directly into an orbital station." Yes, protected by the vacuum, by her pink force field, you are guided by Mecha Sloth to her orbital station as you see hydrogen bombs rip apart the Earth's surface. If you, like many of us, have ever complained about Faerun or Galarian for being a little generic, have I got a fucking setting for you? This is your first glimpse. No sooner do you appear, it's like, okay, GM, impress me. I step out of my time machine. Bam. Crater. Bam. Mecha Sloth. Bam. Into space. H-bombs. Space station. I dare you not to be interested in what the fuck is happening. I hope you are interested. I'm interested. I'm not going to spoil it for you. My point is just this. Say what you will about Eric Wujek, and God knows I did to the tune of like 178 days in season one, but motherfucker can write a plot hook. You hit me with that on session one of a new arc, and I will follow that sloth into hell. So to avoid spoilers, that's it for Transdimensional TMNT for today. But join me next time as the vehicle construction section of Heroes Unlimited drags on, and we sloth leap to another random page of Transdimensional TMNT on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That's ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Art of Escapism, whose work you can find at soundcloud.com/artofescapism. The Transdimensional TMNT theme is Acapulco 2000 by Jack Fetterman and the In Hi-Fi Music Direction. Find his work by searching for him on freemusicarchive.org. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.